Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Sala. I'm Veronica Vilsky here with Eunice Mack. Eunice is a student from our Spanish and Psychology program that took place this summer. Eunice, bienvenido.
Hola.
Can you tell us about yourself?
Yes. Well, my name is Eunice. I'm from New York City. I finished my first year in college before I went to Sala, and I am a psychology student.
Awesome. What is your intended future career?
I'm still unsure, but maybe in the fields of psychiatry or occupational therapy.
Oh, nice. So thinking back when you signed up for the Spanish and Psychology program, what did you hope to get out of it?
I actually applied blindly.
Okay.
I did not have expectations going in. I wanted to study abroad and experience new culture, but I had no idea. I had no expectations because I wanted to see it for myself instead of trying to see through other people's perspectives of their experiences in, like, study abroad programs.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted an experience. I didn't have expectations.
Yeah. Well, what did you end up overall just taking from the program?
I really appreciated taking Spanish again. I think the biggest thing about this trip that made it for me was the homestay family. They were really, really welcoming, and it was very useful in terms of practicing my Spanish because my homestay parents, they knew some English, so it helped out. But majority of the people in the family and house, they only spoke Spanish, so it forced me to practice my Spanish on them.
Mm-hmm. Did they have children, or was it other family members living with them?
They had little kids that were 2 and 4.
Oh,
so
nice.
Which helped because, I mean, they're still learning Spanish, and we're still learning. So, I mean, we're kind of, like, at the same level. I mean, not necessarily the same level, but,
right.
Well, it's easier because they to talk a little slower because they're still learning. So.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Sometimes I feel like they're a little bit more blunt and honest, too.
Yes, sure.
Tell me a little bit more about your homestay, like where you stayed, how meals worked, how, you know, living with another family worked.
I stayed in Air Force. So I lived about 10, 15 minutes away from school. So I would walk with my housemate in the morning to school. We lived by Parque de Amor. Our grandmother would cook us food and would prepare us breakfast, which was usually just crackers and like different types of like spreads in the morning, and then she'd always make fresh juice for us. And then for lunch, we typically didn't come back home for lunch, but for dinner, she'd always prepare out food for us, which we could eat whenever, really. We didn't really have, like, a dinner time with our parents, but they always prepared food for us, regardless of what they were doing. The kids, I loved spending time with the kids. I would see them after they came home from school, which sometimes clashed with the time I came home from school. They are our parents. They were very welcoming and included us in events like we go to Club Terraza in Chaclacayo. We went to dinner together. Even on our like first day, went to the Chinatown. I don't even know if you call it Chinatown.
Oh, fun.
But yeah. That was pretty interesting. I mean, they were very inclusive and very helpful and helping us get around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of mentioned, I think you had taken Spanish before this program. What was your Spanish level going into it?
I don't really know. Because it was Spanish in high school, and then I didn't take it for 2 years, so I was already kind of out of the practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I took 2 years of Spanish in high school.
Okay. And then how much did your Spanish change throughout those 6 weeks?
I think a lot of it was retaining my Spanish from high school. But I also did learn a lot more from just being around Spanish speakers. It's more fluent. Like in high school, like, yeah, you learn the grammar, you learn how to write, but you don't really practice it on Spanish speakers. You just know it just to know it. It's not really. But I think it's different when you're immersed in a different culture and you're forced to speak it. And I know for some people in the program, they had no Spanish background going in, but they improved mostly because they had to speak it.
What type of shadowing or volunteer work were you able to do?
We visited schools. One in particular was in San Juan de Miraflores. So it's a poor neighborhood. We visited their school and we helped out and with the kids' homework. That was my last day in Peru. Yeah, it was just at school. It was sad to see how run down, the school was and the lack of resources and the difference between San Juan de Miraflores and Miraflores. It's a big difference because Miraflores is a more affluent neighborhood. We did brain coaching. So we shadowed individual therapy with Ricardo. It was nice being able to shadow an individual therapy session. I know a lot of people wouldn't be comfortable with the idea of a couple people watching your therapy session. But that was, I think, it was cool to see the perspective of how things were done in Peru and how they utilized different schools of psychology. And it was in Spanish. It was all in Spanish, which was a bit difficult to understand at times. But, I mean, it was an experience, and I really liked that session. So we shadowed at night therapy, where the psychologists, they were talking to the students at the school. They had just watched a play, and I don't remember what it was about, but they were talking to some of the kids that are domestic workers, yeah. They work in houses, and they're part of this program called, I can't remember the name of it, but so these kids are working, and so they wanted to know about their experience working in that home and how they're being treated, whether they're being paid the right amount, whether they're getting breaks, whether they're being allowed to go to school. So These psychologists, so they came into I think there was 8 schools, and they were looking for all the students that are working and seeing, how they've been treated. Like, they gave primary surveys, and then they would, of the people who were work, of everyone, and then they saw who was working in homes. And then afterwards, they sent out another survey, test about, and then those students would fill it out to talk about their experiences, and a lot of it, I think, was about social work, which a lot of students in our psychology program were also social work students or had just finished social work, their degrees in social work. So for them, I think this was one of the things that was very that they related more to the sessions. And for me, I related more to, I don't remember it. I want to say, I know, I don't remember it. But we visited a school where the kids there, they either had cerebral palsy, autism, so a lot of that had to do with, I was with, I was placed in a group of five-year-olds, and a lot of that was occupational therapy. The teacher there, she was helping them, like, you know, get around and be able to, you know, they have to wash their hands, they have to, like, things, like, just getting them in the routine of things. And, like, they would talk about how they would have physical therapy sessions, like group physical therapy sessions, and then they'd go back into this class and they would have occupational, they wouldn't call it occupational therapy, but that's pretty much what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that, and I think that very much helped me decide that I really wanted to work with special needs kids. Yeah, that one was definitely a really great experience. It was Raymar. That was on my first week. We visited, it's the home, I guess you could say it's a homeless shelter. Not really a homeless shelter. It's for kids and for women, I think. I'm remembering all these terms in Spanish, but I can't remember them in English. Yeah, that was my struggle. And for the most part, we just went there and we provided them food and we played with the kids and talked to the parents, talked to the moms there.
Yeah. So did you feel pretty comfortable in all those settings? Like you knew what was going on, or you felt like you could just jump in and interact there?
I guess for the most part, yes. It wasn't hard to feel it wasn't very uncomfortable, I think. I mean, it's just, you already stand out.
Right.
I mean, clearly we don't belong here. We're not from here. We don't. So, I mean, once you get past that, I think it's not hard to get comfortable. Yeah.
Good. What were some of your memorable trips or excursions that you did? So kind of like jumping from like the rigor of volunteering or shadowing and then having classes, what were some of the things that you did just to have fun?
Well, our first weekend, we went to Barracas, Ica. It was really nice there. Sandboarding, that was like one of my favorite things we did. Pisco tasting, that was cool. It was cool because it was in like the city, that makes the pisco. So we got to see, we got a tour of the winery. And like our entire classes together that trip. So we had a good time. Yeah, it was definitely my favorite in Barracas.
Yeah, that's great. Is there any other trips you would recommend or something cool that you went to do?
I know a few of the students, they went to Machu Picchu, and I wish I had gone, but there wasn't enough time. So a lot of them did enjoy going to Machu Picchu. It was beautiful, but I didn't have a chance to go.
You'll just have to go back.
Yep. I do plan to.
Did your program overall, did it change your worldview at all?
I think, well, I travel quite a lot, so.
Okay. So you kind of fit in with it then?
Kind of, but I mean, I appreciate the experience of being in Spanish. It does make you more aware of the lack of resources and the education system. It's not great. It's not good. Once you see it, it's like, wow. I mean, like, it's not so different. I mean, some of their issues are not so different from what we have. Obviously, it's to an even greater extent down there.
So do you have a favorite Spanish word or phrase?
Everyone just keeps chévere, but I don't say that often. have a favorite right now.
Okay, if nothing comes to you, that's fine too.
Okay.
Well, do you have any advice for somebody else who's maybe thinking of attending this program but is hesitant?
Take a chance. You never know what you'll expect, which is very vague. However, I mean, I went in blindly, so.
Right, yeah.
So why not? Yeah. I try to take every chance I can to travel. Being able to study abroad as well is a plus. So being able to be in a program where I can experience new culture, but also be able to practice the language and to see how psychology works in a different country is helpful. Ultimately, it was traveling that really got me. And for me, really what made my trip was my homestay family.
That's good to know.
Really, really great experience being a homestay family. I mean, I know not everyone had the greatest experience with a homestay family, but I mean, I did. My housemate and I really did.
Good. Well, thank you so much for your time, and it's been wonderful to kind of hear about your program and get a better idea of what goes on.
No problem.